Canadian Senate advances bill to tighten sports betting advertising rules. The Senate has approved new federal legislation aimed at curbing the surge of sports betting advertisements nationwide. Senate passage this week of Bill S-211, the National Framework on Sports Betting Advertising Act, moves the proposed law to the House of Commons, where MPs will now consider whether to create the first federal framework for gambling advertising. The measure would require the Minister of Canadian Heritage to draft binding guidelines on the timing, placement, and content of sports betting promotions across television, streaming, and digital platforms. Proponents say the bill is a targeted response to what they call an escalation in marketing since Canada legalized single-event sports betting in 2021, and Ontario opened a regulated iGaming market in 2022. Rather than seek an outright prohibition, the legislation sets out to limit exposure, for example, by restricting ads during live game broadcasts, a so-called whistle-to-whistle ban, curbing the use of athletes and celebrities in promotions, and strengthening responsible gambling messaging tied to advertising placements. This is a practical step to bring order to an ad market that has ballooned in the last 3 years, Senator Marty Deakin said in the Senate debate. We are not pursuing a blanket ban because that would raise charter concerns on freedom of expression. What we can do is set clear national standards so children and vulnerable adults are not constantly targeted by sports betting promotions. Supporters point to a patchwork of provincial rules and voluntary industry codes that, they argue, have left gaps, especially online and on streaming services that cross provincial boundaries. Ottawa's framework would aim to harmonize rules so that the same limits apply from British Columbia to Newfoundland and Labrador. Next steps and industry responses. Even with Senate approval, the bill's future is uncertain. Previous private members and Senate bills on gambling advertising have stalled in the House of Commons or been amended substantially during committee review. If the House approves the measure, the government would task the Heritage Minister with consultations and drafting of detailed regulations, a process that could take months and would likely involve input from provinces, broadcasters, sports leagues, and public health groups. Industry groups have pushed back against federal intervention. A spokesperson for the Canadian Gaming Association argued that provinces already have robust advertising controls and noted independent analyses showing ad spending by bookmakers eased in 2023 and 2024. Provincial regulators are best placed to balance consumer protection with commercial rights, the association said, urging lawmakers not to duplicate or override established frameworks. Broadcasters and major sports organizations have warned that tighter rules could undermine commercial partnerships that fund leagues and programming. At the same time, addiction specialists and youth advocates say a consistent national approach is necessary to reduce harm and protect young audiences who increasingly consume sports via digital platforms. We know repeated exposure normalizes gambling activity for young people and raises risk for those susceptible to addiction, said a youth mental health advocate who urged Ottawa to act. National rules would ensure protections are consistent across provinces and screens. The bill's emphasis on measures such as whistle-to-whistle limits and restrictions on celebrity endorsements seeks to strike a middle ground between an outright prohibition and entirely industry-led self-regulation. Draft regulations could also mandate the prominence and wording of responsible gambling statements and set thresholds for how frequently ads can appear in sports programming and adjacent content. Legal scholars note the bill will have to navigate charter protections for commercial expression. courts have previously struck down overly broad bans on advertising. That legal balancing act could shape the final regulations and determine what measures survive potential challenges. With parliamentary debate looming, stakeholders, from provincial regulators to broadcasters, are preparing submissions. The coming months are likely to see detailed exchanges in committee and press conferences from both industry bodies and public health advocates as Ottawa decides whether to impose federal standards on a market that has grown rapidly since 2021.